are now listening to Poking the Bear.
Well, welcome back to Poking the Bear, the podcast. I'm Ryan.
I'm Charlie Bowie.
And you can hear us.
Now I can hear you.
And that is all that matters.
Yep.
New studio, new you.
Yep.
So, there's going to be some stuff going on, but I promise there'll be no weird echoey thing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how to do that effect. with all these buttons. There's so many buttons that I just want to push. Oh, buddy.
Well, I feel like at a certain point, I don't know if I can... At a certain point, that's why people stay away from the board. It's because they're like, I don't know what any of it does.
Yeah. And see, I'm the opposite way. I'm like, I'm not talented. I'm going to learn every software program ever. And that has only helped me. So people ask me all the time. They're like, how do you do what you do? Learn everything. That way you only have to be sort of good at a bunch of things.
All right, now it works.
Is it not working again?
It was going out.
This is a brand new studio.
It's back.
Did you break?
No, I think it was just stuck between the cushions and was tugging. Whatever.
This is, we've
brand new studio.
It's only been open for 3 days. My God, man.
Well, I don't know.
We'll just edit this out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I hope you're actually being truthful, but I don't know.
No, I'm not. No, you didn't break it. It's just, right. It seems like it's a loose cord on these mics.
It's just jiggly. That it was bringing it back in. But yes, with like all the boards that I've ever used, I mean, back in the day, they'd always show those giant ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like the huge ones. And they make sense if you have like a bunch of inputs, right?
Yeah.
But, like, when you just have a comic, you don't need 7 inputs.
No, no. And those big boards, they all do essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
So it looks very intimidating with all the knobs and the buttons, but you're really only operating on the tracks that you're on.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I love a good movie when they're on the board and they're...
And they're adjusting everything.
They're adjusting everything while the person's singing. And yeah. I'm like, no, you get that done ahead of time.
Yeah.
And
you
then
leave
they do it. Yeah,
you don't
touch the board.
Don't touch shit. Except for, like, at the end of a song where you just kill everything and then you bring them back up or whatever. If there's, like, a sharp end to a song. But even then, they can kill it on their instrument.
I don't know. Maybe like in the 1960s boards where like they're doing a live recording of what has already been recording through the board.
But even then,
It's all theatrics.
Yeah.
I feel like you have it where you want it set already and then you move on. That's like when I see a DJ set at like an EDC.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here.
That's just the play button.
Yeah, that guy's dancing around.
When the guy's dancing around and you see him adjust the knob and you're like, you don't need to adjust the knob.
You're really gonna flange this thing now. Just really doing that right now?
Right now. You've had this whole mix that you spent hundreds of hours on.
Hundreds
probably,
of hours editing
and you're
putting together.
And now you think the time is to add a full across the board flange. You go.
And we're just like
modest dead mouse
where we're where it's just like that you turn up the pace on the arpeggio so it's like and you're like, oh Christ, why?
Here comes the beat drop. Yeah. By the way, don't have to do anything. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Look, like, my hands are up when it happened.
Yeah. The DJ should just be out dancing with the people.
Yeah. And this is not detracting from them because they made the thing.
Yeah, they made the thing.
In the first place.
Right, right.
Their talents as a DJ are in the booth.
Yes.
They're doing their thing. As a performer, you have to do some theatrics because otherwise you're just a guy going.
Right. And I also want to be clear, I'm not disparaging nightclub DJs on this one either. If you're like a DJ at a nightclub, you got to feel the room, you change the songs, you keep it going that way, you're there to do a party. But if you're a DJ at EDC, you're playing your own songs.
And they, oddly enough, the people that are there came because they loved your music.
Right.
So, you know, unless you're doing a weird solo, in which case...
You shouldn't be touching anything.
No.
Like, you have a giant screen behind you, you've got pyro going off, and you have teams working on that at the same time. So just, I don't know, just bounce up and down, I guess.
Yeah. But enjoy yourself.
But I know this move, because I do this move all the time while I'm doing trivia or something. I'll start fiddling with the knob
Oh, yeah.
Just to look like I'm doing something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
because otherwise I would just be staring blankly out at the audience after I ask a question. So sometimes I like fiddle with it. I'm like, do you?
I don't know.
And I think to myself, I'm an idiot. I'm not doing anything.
No, I'll turn up the volume and stuff.
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
Dance! Dance!
All I do at best is I add the echo effect. And I go,
question one.
Well, that's see,
I did it last night. I added the echo effect, but I was like, $20, oh, you can drink wine.
Yeah. We're very bored at trivia.
Dude, well, no, I'm very bored. Well, okay, not necessarily very bored at bingo, but bingo is far more boring than trivia. Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting out the game.
No.
Yeah, I just like, I'm like done with like nights. Well,
you also
I get up so damn early and it takes a big chunk out of my day to do it, prepare for it, and do the whole thing. And I'm in a bar. Like, if I add in comedy, that means I'm in a bar for up to 5 days a week.
If not more.
Right? So, and I get bored and I'm kind of socially awkward. So like I'll have a couple of drinks. It means like 5 days a week I'm having like 2 beers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I don't drink beer anymore. I guess I drink sensible vodka sodas.
There you go.
Because I'm on a diet. But that's like it's getting to be a bit much.
I mean, I don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
And it was like, that used to be a lot.
But you don't have that social awkwardness.
Ah.
Like, you can talk to people.
Sure.
Pretty regularly. I can talk to people like this. Like I can do podcasts. Obviously, can do a radio show. But if you come and talk to me and you want to have a one-on-one interaction, I don't know why that's hard for me.
I will agree. I mean,
I'm like a abused puppy. Like I'm awkward at first, and it take a while to warm up. But once I warm up to you, oh man, how fun is it?
And I've smushed your face into that one time you shit in the carpet. Like bam. Right, and then you're like, sorry. No, but yes, once you are comfortable, great.
Mm.
Very easy going, very easy to talk to. But I mean, it is strange to say for me. Some people are like, oh no, he totally socially normal, talks to anybody, whatever. But there's times where it's like one-on-one conversations with random new people. I'm like,
it's weird. Like I'll like and I know it's just straight up anxiety, but I just straight up run out of things to say like 3 sentences in, and then I don't even pretend anymore. 3 sentences in, I'm out of things to say, and I just slowly turn and then I walk away because fuck it. Like
nope.
you're not this isn't gonna be a better interaction. In 3 more awkward sentences where I just say something about the weather.
Then I'll say...
My foot in my mouth half the time.
I'll say, oh, dude, there's a ton of that. Because I overstep boundaries.
After sentence 3, here come the overstepping of boundaries.
Yeah, and it's just like the social, like saying things that are inappropriate. And I mean, I'll get laughs.
Yeah.
But... people are like, what? That's, I mean, I wouldn't say that in front of my boss. It's like, yeah, no, of course not, but whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we've hit those 3 sentences, so we're good.
Ryan is currently turning around in his chair.
I didn't want to say that, but like, when I talk to regular people that aren't like comedians or, really comedians, because like, you can't do this with actors. You can't do this with some improv people you can do it with. But comedian conversations are different, and they're weird, and they tend to be dark, funny conversations. And I'll say something that I would say to a comedian person and to a regular person, say a boss, and then I get the reaction of like a blank stare and a...
And then you just turn your chair around and walk away.
And then I go like, well, that's right. I can't say that to you. Yeah. I have to go now.
I have to.
And then I just think about that for 3 weeks.
Been there.
True story.
Been there. Just going, oh, man, oops. Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Ugh. And then it's a whole car ride home of, like, no music on. You know, like, just
with your boss.
10 and 2, just thinking about it. Just going, oh, what did I do? Why?
What song is playing in your head?
Do
Or no, it's just why did
no,
I say that?
No, there's no song. It's just a cacophony of anxiety voices. Just like, we're an idiot. Why would you do that? You're fired. I don't know why I would say that. I don't know. All day long. I mean, I would give almost anything to not have the anxiety problems that I have.
Yeah, but
I would crush it in life without this. Just crush it.
Well, you know, that we can all say that we would crush it if we had something different, because then we never have to prove that we do.
No, I know it. Because I've made it this far having zero confidence.
What, and just being a 6'3" white dude that's moderately handsome?
That is, I think about that all the time, though. If I wasn't slightly attractive,
where would I be now?
I'd be nowhere. I'd be like a it's just a fact, because no one would want to talk. Already, I can't talk to people, and the only reason I gets anywhere is because people talk to me.
They go,
yeah, they're like, he looks normal. It's fine. Bring him on
that
over.
That guy looks confident enough. He's like, oh, God.
For three sentences.
Three sentences. Nothing more.
I have YouTube videos on, like, how to make small talk. Like, and
how do they work,
I've
though?
Studied them. Oh, you want to know? Okay, there's a thing called the Ford method.
The Ford method? Okay.
The Ford method, and that's where you talk about family, occupation, relationship, and whatever D is.
Daily.
I forget what D is now.
Four sentences at least.
So you ask people about their family.
How's your family?
Hey, how's your mother?
How's your family?
So you got that. Their dreams.
How's your job?
Is D. Occupation. How's your job?
How's your relationship?
Hey, you still seeing that girl?
What you dreaming about?
You smashing?
You smashing?
And what?
Yeah, that's your dream.
What you got a dream about? Yeah, that's it. That's the Ford method.
And then you beat them up because they were like, "Well, I have a dream about this." And then they're just like, "You're a pussy. Why do you have dreams?"
You don't ask them about their actual dreams.
What
did you dream about last night?
What did you remember while sleeping yesterday?
Anytime, I'll be honest. Anytime somebody starts off a sentence with "I had a dream," I immediately think of Martin Luther King.
Of course.
And go, anybody's dream, not as important.
Pales in comparison.
If I can, poke in the bear lizard, if I could convey one thing to you, it's never start a sentence with "I had a dream."
Because in my head is where
right. I do
little
the
boys
first
and little
line.
Girls.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Like, they walk hand in hand through the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stop it.
Yeah,
but I and I've never actually tried the Ford method out in person, because I'm not like I'm not tactical. Like when I think
yeah,
of like,
yeah,
like my if I had to describe my life and my thought process, it would be like a drunk man running through a hallway, arms flailing, going ah, like that's my head, that's my brain, no planning, what? No nothing,
and
just ah, I need to go to the bathroom ah. And that would be it.
What's next on the agenda? Family!
How's your family? Ah!
Well, you said tactical, and that is a weirdly appropriate word for it,
yeah.
Where it's like, all right, I'm going to tackle this. I'm going to take on this conversation.
Yeah.
First off, family. Like, it just seems a little off-putting on, like, the genuineness,
yeah.
Of like it,
and I want to communicate. That's the thing. I want to communicate. I want to talk to people, but and then it's like it's the double fear. It's the fear of knowing that I have three sentences and can completely blank.
Yeah.
So having that in my head will stop me from engaging people as well, even though I could well on carry a conversation for a long period of time.
Or are you just gonna go like, all right, fourth. Fourth sentence. Nope.
Dreams. No, because you do the first three sentences. You're like, hey, how's it going? What are you doing here? Weather's nice.
So aggressive.
Yeah. Anytime somebody goes to weather, it's like, fuck this. I'm out.
Dude, I mean.
It's cold out, huh? Yeah, everybody knows
we're
it's cold.
We're standing out here.
Yeah.
We are currently outside. It's cold.
Yeah.
Well, and being in Florida is like, okay, it's either nice or it's raining or it's hot.
Yeah.
And then there's some days that are cold, but nowhere near as cold as the
rest
of the country.
We're doing it right now. We're discussing weather.
Yeah.
But in a meta way, does that count?
Yes. No, it's better. Okay. How's your family?
They're good. They all have jobs.
Good for them.
Yeah. Then
what
relationship is good.
Don't ruin this.
I dream that we.
I got nothing.
I have a better relationship.
What if the last one was not like, what are your dreams and aspirations, but what was your dream yesterday? Like, waking up and being like, oh, well, I was flying and, like, I had sex with a supermodel or whatever. Like, your actual dream?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you're supposed to just
Do you
be
have dreams?
Yeah, I have crazy dreams.
I don't.
Oh, you don't dream?
No.
Wow.
Barely ever.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Even now, you don't drink at all?
Nope.
You think the dreams would come back?
Yeah, right? Fingers crossed. Nope.
Did you ever have dreams?
No, not really. Every once in a while, like, dude, when I quit cigarettes, though, the patches, they're like, you will have lucid dreams.
Really?
And they are terrifying. Right? Like, you will have lucid nightmares. So, like when you got the patch on and they say on the box, like, if you truly need this, you can wear it at night. If you don't wear it at night because you will have lucid nightmares. So, like, you're in your own dream running around fighting off bears and shit, and it's just terrifying.
Man, I used to have – well, I still do have these crazy, wonky, end-of-the-world dreams all the time. But my dreams have become very basic. In a way, like – I'll do menial tasks in my dreams.
You're just raking?
I'm just raking a yard and just, like, piling the leaves. Nothing exciting is
just
happening.
Stacking paper
for
4 hours.
I'm out of trash bags, and I'm just like, now I got to go to the store.
I ran out of
them.
Gas on the way there. Fuck.
No, nothing even that exciting would happen. I just go.
No, I mean,
I
like, get
out.
Down to the level where you go into the gas station pump.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know. This all could be a dream, though, at the same time. Because none of this needs to exist. That's also the thing. Yeah. We're here having this conversation in a weird podcast room. Why?
I don't know.
None of this needs to be happening. That's the part of being alive that bothers me. Because it doesn't. I don't need to be. Not in a weird suicide way.
Okay.
Just this doesn't need to
I was
be
like,
existing. No, people, like, this is the thing. People think I'm pessimistic, and I'm not. People think I'm negative. I'm not negative. I'm a realist. And I think about things – I know that I think about things differently.
Are you a nihilist?
I'm not sad when I think about these things. When I think about non-existence, it doesn't make me sad.
You believe in nothing and everything is nothing?
But it is.
It's all nothing.
None of this makes sense.
Nothing.
And then when people get mad, they'll get mad. They'll be like, oh, I can't believe you said this thing. There's a war, like, right over there.
On the other side of the planet, or down in Venezuela.
People are dying, and it's going crazy. There's horrible things. Stop it.
And
we're just here right now. But again, none of it needs to be happening.
Well, and like if we didn't show up to do our job.
Mm-hmm. And this is now my new thought. My dog ages faster than me.
Yes.
I don't like that. Because my dog is having a full life experience in 1/7 of the time that I'm going to have it.
Sure.
Right? And she's going to age. She's going to get old. She's going to fall apart and die in like 7 to 10 years, right? So, and
I don't know why anyone would say you're a pessimist.
It's not pessimistic. It just doesn't make
sense. It's real.
It doesn't make sense.
So
she's going to be old. It's if 7 years pass by for me, I'm still, what, I'm not middle-aged yet?
Yeah.
The universe is dumb.
How is that relationship?
You are so dumb, and I hate you. But it just doesn't make sense. So this dog is aging and dying in front of me, even though we're both going through life at the same speed. You see what I'm saying? Like,
it's like for kids, like children. The perspective on time, we kind of.
Oh my god! Third grade was like 4 years long. In terms
of
like perception of time.
Well, and percentage wise, your years do get shorter.
Summer lasted for two
forever.
Years.
Forever.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
Yes, it was.
It was so cool. But like percentage wise, your years get shorter as you grow older.
Do you think my dog's day is like a blink? Like for what it would be for me 5 minutes, you know, because if time goes faster for her and she ages faster, are her days going by super fast?
No, they're longer.
They're longer?
Yeah. So, put it in perspective of a lifetime versus a lifetime, mm-hmm. right? You're aiming for 80, right?
If she's God, I hope not.
Well, okay, so 70. And she's at, but your dad's 80-something.
Yeah, but he's dementia crazy now.
So, hear me out. Okay, lifetime versus lifetime.
Okay.
If you're going for 80 and she's going for 10, mm-hmm. just and I hope she lasts way longer than 10, but just for numbers' sake, her days would be 8 times longer perception-wise.
Oh, that sucks because I'm right? gone a lot of the day.
Right?
Yeah. This is wandering around the house having to go to the bathroom for a week.
Oh, man, I got shit. Oh, man, I got shit. Oh, man.
It's Wednesday.
I've had to poop since Monday. Oh, my God. Everybody's pooping on the weekend.
Yeah, finally Saturday here. Back.
Saturday. Just take
it. It's a weird game that the universe is playing on. In all of time, you know we've all seen that thing where it's like they show the calendar of the year, the Neil deGrasse Tyson thing, where it's like this is all of time. And humanity then has only been in December 31st
of the last day,
the last hour.
Yeah, 2 hours of the year.
Yeah, so it's like. Time is stupid.
So the percentage thing for a baby, if you're a year old, mm-hmm. 100% of your life was lived in a year.
Okay.
When you're two, 50% of your life was lived in a year. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
And, math, you get to be 80 and you've only lived, 6% of your life in that final year.
Well, that's like I had this conversation with my girlfriend. I was like, every year we're together for a bigger percentage of her life. It'll go faster, right?
Yeah.
Because now, even though we've only been together for about 3 years, we've been together for 10% of her life.
Yeah.
So it's...
No, it makes sense.
I don't know. Math is hard.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's universe billions of years old, and before that, there had to be something.
Oh, yeah.
And then there'll be something after that. It's just exhausting.
Oh, I mean...
I'm going to have to learn Pro Tools all over again, is what I'm saying, and I don't want to. I'm going to have to take another 6 years of Spanish and not know Spanish. Do you know how frustrating that is? 6 years of Spanish. I don't hablo español.
Oh, dude, I threw a test. Like I crumpled up a piece of paper. I was taking Spanish first time ever in college, and... My professor, she would always go like, "Español es muy fácil," and I had no idea what the fuck that meant.
Yeah,
it means it's easy, right?
Yeah,
and
I knew that Spanish.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was sick as a dog. She makes me take 2 quizzes and a test the day I get back. I had been like in the hospital.
You were enfermo.
Sure, whatever that means, but. Like she hands it back to me and it was like 2 F's and a D minus and I just crumpled up the paper and I was like, look, it's not fucking easy. I know you keep saying that and you say to say it after everything, but it's not.
Yeah. They don't they eres, bitch.
Come mierda y muerte, puta. Yeah.
Yeah, we win. I want to speak Spanish just so I can go work for Roomba.
Roomba.
And I just want to fill in for a day.
Yeah.
Just in, but like, I want to
have. Do they do their full broadcast in Espanol?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
There's a Spanish station.
I have no idea. Why would I ever listen to a Spanish station if I don't speak Spanish?
I used to listen to Roomba back in the day because they would play Daddy Yankee. Every other song
Daddy
was
Yankee.
Like, yeah. the commercial would be like, whatever the version of Up Next, Daddy Yankee on the Roomba 100.3. And I was like, that sounds awesome. Something gasolina.
Mariachi Soldilda.
But I want to do it in Spanish, but in a, like a redneck accent the whole time. So I'm like, yo, soy. Ryan. Hola. Roomba uno siento puto tres. And, it's been, and have the people very confused, like calling, like, you don't even speak Spanish. Ah, yo hablo español, señor.
Me español es muy malo.
Up next, Daddy Yankee.
But hey, it's not that bad, man. Up next, Daddy Yankee.
Daddy Yankee.
Oh, man. Dude, and it's kind of funny, the cussing on their stations. It's like, they can get away with more cuss words, right?
I think, or they beep, I think out they got stuff cracked down on a while back, because that was the big complaint from like a Howard Stern, who was like, these Spanish DJs were getting away with murder at the time when they were cracking down on Stern. But it was really just because no one at the FCC spoke Spanish.
Yeah. So it was like TNA Tremendo Culo.
Sometimes when we say things in Spanish on air, I don't know if we're allowed to say it. Like, so I that's always risky when I'll try to say something in Spanish, and I'm like, I don't think I can say that. I don't know.
You aren't sure you're allowed to, like, are you just screaming racial obscenities
in
Spanish?
That's all. That's the only words I remember. I just, yeah, whatever the Spanish F word.
Diablo Blanco.
I don't know. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Poking the Bear. Anything you want to plug?
Come out to Magnolia for some trivia tonight from 8 until 10. I won't be there. I will actually be at, well, you know, I'm just putting it out into the ether.
That's on Thursdays?
Thursdays from 8 until 10. I'll be over at Gregory's and Coco Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 p.m. shows.
Yeah, and if you want to check out my trivia, it's on Tuesdays at Hammered Lamb at 6, and then Thursdays at Bonfires at 7. I always forget what time that's at. Yep, and like our Facebook page, join the Facebook group, Poking the Bear, the podcast, the movie, the group, add us both on Facebook, do whatever you gotta do. If you add me on Facebook, send a message with it, though, too, because I tend not to add just random people.
Well, especially because now...
I'll add fans, but so many robots are out there.
Now the robots have caught on that they can't just send a gorgeous woman anymore.
Yeah.
Because now they just look like average people, but they still need to figure out how to make up names better.
Yeah, they still
use. So it's not like Cruncher Droid 4.
They'll still use like an African or like a.
But
like
phonetically
some kind of Asian
spelled.
Asian name. Yeah, but it'll be like a chick that I know whose name is clearly Brenda.
Yeah.
So. But you guys aren't robots, hopefully, so add us, and we will see you next time. Thank you guys for listening. We out. Why are you waving?
Oh.
Where this isn't visual.
I wave. Bye!